Hi, good morning. My name is Richard. I'm calling you from Metro Research. We're conducting an opinion survey and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues that are facing Massachusetts and schools in your area. Can you please help me out with a couple of minutes of your time so I can conduct the survey?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Thank you, sir. And first of all, how many children are living with you and attending kindergarten to 12th grade?
Just one.
Just one, okay. And what is your age, sir? Make sure you're over the age of 18.
Can you say it again, please?
May I please have your age so I can make sure you're over the age of 18?
Mm-hmm, yeah, I'm 53.
53, okay. You're young. Okay. And how would you describe your gender, sir?
I am male. Absolutely, 100%.
Thank you, sir. And how would you describe your race? Well, sir?
Like my age?
Your race.
Oh, my race. Asian.
Okay, thank you. And what grade is your child currently in? Kindergarten for
grade 6.
I'm sorry?
Grade 6.
Grade 6?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. All right, and which of the following best describes the school where your child is enrolled this year? Public school run by a school district? Public charter?
Public school.
A public school, okay. And to the best of your knowledge, sir, are any of your children enrolled in a vocational technical school? Vocational technical schools teach students the skills they need for a trade or an occupation?
I have no idea.
Okay. And students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Okay, suppose your sixth grade child's school was graded in the same way, considering all the parts of the school experience, such as communications, academic support, curriculum, counselors, teachers, extracurriculars, and so on. How would you grade your sixth grade child's school so far this year? Or is it two-third early to tell?
I think A, you know, A or A minus, you know.
Okay. And thinking about the letter that the letter grade that you just gave your sixth grade child school, what were you thinking of in particular when you gave the grade you did, sir?
Because, you know, according my knowledge, you know, the teacher take care of children very well, you know, the homework, you know, the project, you know, and then so far so good, you know, compared with my nephew, and my son's school is much better.
Okay. Because the teachers are better? The teachers are great?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, right. The staff is very great. The school real great. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And to the best of your knowledge, is your sixth grade child reading at the level expected for students in their age group, sir?
You want me to use the letter to write it?
No. To the best of your knowledge, is your sixth grade child reading at the level expected? Yes, or they are, or no, they're
not? Yes, they are.
Okay. And how about in terms of math? Is your sixth grade child working at the level expected for students in their age group when it comes to math?
Yes, it is.
Thank you, sir. And does your sixth grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called the IEP?
I don't see that part yet.
Okay. All right. Does your sixth grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
English.
Okay. And thinking about your sixth grade child's mental and emotional health this year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not concerned.
Not concerned, okay. And how much have you discussed your sixth grade child's hopes and plans for after high school with them? A great deal. Go ahead.
Can you say that question again?
Sure. How much have you discussed your sixth grade child's hopes and plans for after high school?
We don't talk much about that.
Not at all?
Okay. No, yeah.
Not yet, okay. Of the following do you think your sixth grade child would be interested in doing once they finish high school? begin an associate degree, begin a bachelor's degree, begin a training program for a trade job, enter your
work. I think a bachelor's degree here. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And how well is your sixth grade child school preparing your child to pursue their goals after high school? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
I think it's okay. It's well, you know.
Okay. Somewhat well or very well?
Somewhat well, yeah.
Okay. And how would you say that are the most significant challenges ahead of for your child as they work to achieve their goals, post-high school goals?
No comments.
Okay, not a problem.
Yeah.
Okay, and you said your sixth grade child would most likely to begin a bachelor's degree. How confident are you that your child will be in a position to do this after high school? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Yes, some confident, yeah.
Okay, very confident. Okay, sir, and when thinking about the possibility of your sixth grade child attending college, how much of a concern is each of the following? The first one is the cost of applying to college. Is that a major concern, minor concern, or not a concern?
I'm not concerned.
Okay. What about the total tuition cost?
We're a little bit concerned about that, yeah.
You're minor concern? Okay. What about the cost of books?
I have no idea, you know.
Not a concern?
Yeah, not a concern about a book, yeah.
Okay. What about the cost of room and boarding?
No, not really.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, do you believe in the potential long-term benefits of college degree makes the cost worthwhile for nearly everybody? Most people, some people, just a few people, or nobody at all?
I think some people, yeah.
Okay. And as you may know, vocational technical or VOTEC programs provide hands-on skills and training for future careers. Does your sixth grade child school offer vocational training?
No idea. Yeah.
Okay. You don't know? Okay.
Yeah.
Would you be open to exploring vocational programs for your sixth grade child after they finish high school?
No idea.
Okay. And what would your hesitations be about considering vocational programs for your sixth grade child? Sir?
Yeah, no idea, sir.
Okay. Not a problem. All right. When thinking about post-high school plans for your sixth grade child, how important do you believe each of the following are in helping make their plans? Friends and peers plans, is that very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Yeah, it's important, yeah.
Okay. And what about family members, sir?
Yeah, very important.
And what about your influence as a parent?
Very well. Yes.
Okay. And what about college prep programs?
For me?
No, for your child.
No. You said what program?
College prep programs?
Yes.
Is that somewhat important, very important, or not too important?
Yeah, important, yeah.
And what about guidance counselors?
Yes, it's very important also.
Okay. What about teachers?
It is. Very important.
Thank you, sir. And to the best of your knowledge, does your sixth grade child identify as LGBTQIA or no?
Yes.
Okay. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes. What languages are regularly spoken at home? English?
English and Vietnamese also.
Vietnamese and English? Okay.
Yes.
All right. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir? Yes.
Yeah, UMass Boston.
You got a master's?
No. You mean what degree?
Yes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
You said what degree or what school?
Yes, 11th grade, high school, some college graduate.
At some college.
Okay. All right. And last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. 25 to less than 50,000, 50,000 to less than 75,000, 75 to less than 100,000, 100,000 to less than 150,000, or more than 100,000.
100, less than 150.
Okay. And sir, finally, what is your 5-digit zip code?
I'm sorry?
Your zip code? Your zip code where you live?
01602.
Okay.
Yep.
And sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview. We will need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for these purposes. Your response to this survey would never, your response to this survey would never be used in any report without your permission.
I'm sorry, I cannot provide you that thing.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
That's not a problem, sir. Would you like to participate in future service about Massachusetts and your community? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your first name, sir?
Andy.
Andy?
Yes.
Okay. And last name?
Vu. V-U.
V-U. Okay.
Yep.
All right. And what
yep.
is the best?
I'm sorry?
The best number to reach you at, sir? Is this the one that we dialed?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay. And is there an email address that we can reach at?
No, I don't have it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Are you done, sir?
Do you prefer to be contacted by text message or email, sir, or text message?
You can text message, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. You have a good day.
Yeah. You too. Bye.
Hijo de puya.